subject to the law of the constitutionary law of the requirement of the government to do this, huh? We have to do this. I mean, I think if we decide to deny it, then we ought to get into a position for which we can actually even after that and build a public backlash against the North. They won't start their offensive right away. And my worry is if we don't scare them off within the next month, then they're going to make the decision now to attack and control. If they all think that's about, if it lasts 2 years, then I think I wouldn't recommend that we would put all the Germans in the case. But if we let ourselves get rolled there now,
this year, I'm going to be able to get out of it. We need to be able to get out of it. I'm not a help, but that's a joke. And the administration, we've all talked about the fact that we achieved the peace, we negotiated with others, why we bombed an army. Even the December bombing, you see, becomes very much a question. They've got to risk the control and say, what the hell do we do that for? Which, of course, what they all overlook is that the idea of what occurred in the first was a very fine credit for those that but the point is what they all overlook is that we could never get a deal of peace for that credit for the withdrawal. You know that.
So I'll stop as a comment today.
Which way do you think what you said on
that? But on the violations, but these are your stuff that we didn't trim them up for them.
Yeah.
This is what he did on his own. On his violation, I think, of course, who are in a position to handle it, they won't be out there with it handling it. It's that your opponents of the country are trying to determine the rules of peace, having failed to lose the war.
So what's he suggesting you do?
If you just go through the business crisis, you just put forth a policy that has a specific legislation on business.
Well, we don't want to get out on a sort of Pollyanna kind of thing. That you've been, and I have too, that this is a ceasefire is always a very thankless thing. It's difficult. We expect violations to go on for time. We expect to be injured. Do we just say that? But I think that you don't want to have anything that's bellicose at this point in a press conference, do you? Nothing threatening.
Yeah.
In other words, let me tell you
that. I would say that many interpretations of what this would mean. I think that, of course, from some understanding, there's a question of moving some. But I would move edges towards the fact. Even if we take a little setback now, if we have got it, I know. If you say something that seems to condone it,
I condone it.
Could have sent several messages within now, and they're estimated to that.
Why don't I just say that our Vietnamese are very much aware of our concern. I'm not going to get you to put that, but you know what I'm going to
We have
a complete of our view here in our Vietnamese. They know what we feel, and they have learned that they should not take any messages that we send like that. That would be
excellent if you put it that way. That's all that's needed. Now, we're going to send copies of these messages to the Chinese and copies to the Russians.
Then let's defeat them first of all. If you're going to bomb again, I certainly that's fine.
That would help it.
Yeah. The point that a couple of points. One incident. The package thing will let me out by the time I go on. It is not.
They know it and make it up. So far, the reaction has been too violent.
I just wondered if we need to wait this long. I wonder if we should get a line tomorrow.
Bishops and judges, because first of all, they would have ambushed the
to be worse from the
country story
that
out.
The country story will get out. There's a question
that
might be rough, very rough. Now, in Vietnam, however, you said 75% of those were supported. You get the word was, you get justification. You were supported. I said, well, I said, tell us what you want. I said, what you want to do is that. They're both very dangerous. But that is very dangerous. You have to go for the long term. So, first, they realized, I said, look, who do you want to have a thing for? Who do you want to do it? Just in China, we're a Russian federal government. What do you want us to do? That? I said, if they don't comply with these things, there ain't no room, and there's no way. And I said, that's what it's called. They said, oh, we understand that. And of course, they went out and said, that's all they said, the Christian tradition. That's the way the Christian tradition we take it. But we like the army, you know, we like Vietnamese people, they're both different. But anyway, we're going to get some allies and anything from those guys who are in that position, you see. I mean, it's cool, we have a job, I'll be right over there. So they look, they're going, if this trend keeps up, you will never be able to do that. They don't get out of the way, totally worth that. And they've got to get out of the law. That's for God's name, sure. And well, they unfortunately did not have to get out of Cambodia. Well, no, they have to get out of Cambodia too, but they cannot continue. They cannot continue accepting that location. And they can't continue. But that will be ambiguous because they won't be infiltrating. In any event, let us see what happens. Let us see what happens. The point is that very interesting point that they are going to have on this. Needless to say, they gave both the points on both after Sunday.
Well, they did attend at Sunday.
Oh, well, yes. Yes, they had not been. But they said after Sunday, they talked to Vietnamese, referred to that as Operation Grass. And immediately after Sunday, they all want to meet the colonel and live. And so forth, and that problem. And they said that after that, they were all moved from the north to the high hills. And they said that there could not be another Operation Grass, as they called it. So they were all about. They thought it had a good effect. Scared. Never speak to see what you do with the fighter. They said, when the fighters came over, he said, you can see them. They have to die and all that other thing. Their guards would get out laughing and all that very terribly, sort of making the hotspots out of and so forth, unworthy calls. They said, these people, despite the fact they've been in the war for so long, are basically a very primitive people, and they're very superstitious. And they said, these that you do, he says, the main point is, that it break to the enemy's guard. If they break what's in front of us, they said, for example, it was actually true on the 18th, because then all the POWs were laughing, and all that sort of thing. Their guard shots were crazy. When we resumed it on the 26th, they said, on that time, they said it was about 10 to 10 and a result, and flash, they're all fell in repercussions. These guys, their guards came and said, they're from East Asia, their marks were trying to kill you, and then replied, look, our pilots know where we are, and don't worry, and so forth. But they said, the whole business was shot, and they said, if we had done it before, the war would have been over 40 years ago, it was a shot. And I said, well, that's what great mistakes about doing that before. And of course, I'm sure we would have done it. Nevertheless,
we could have done it.
The summer was screwed around. But anyway, then comes the point about should you worry and where the pay is something that the intent to write up order has something to do with. But that's a very high ranking vehicle campaign is in with the people. And he said, what do you want to say? He said, well, we're going to say what happened. He said, well, but I would hope that the people's strength is a part of the shape of how we retreat. Because we want for it to be good relations. And I would say that we have no clarification here. We can discuss the possibility that they said, basis isn't very, very important. Anyone off the second said that, 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 that we think that,
yeah, that's gonna take you. I'm just gonna hold it for a little while.